Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Gonzalez, sir, standing by. I'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in Florida fought off a gator that attacked his daughter's dog, then marched the dog over to read the warning signs that there were gators in the water.
Dummy.
Can't read, dumbass.
Not a bad call. I mean,
see, it's right there.
Right?
No, it's right there for you, sir. You shouldn't have brought me here.
Avoid the pictures.
I would assume anywhere in Florida, you're at the threat of gators.
Pretty much, right? I mean, we've talked about this over and over again. If you're in Florida and there's water nearby, just, you don't get to go swimming.
There's a movie coming out, by the way, called Crawl. I believe it's called Crawl. I just read the synopsis today. The idea is that a woman is helping her father evacuate their flooded home, and then they're attacked by alligators.
Oh, no.
That is the entire premise of the movie.
And you got to remember something else, man. As many shark attacks happen in Smyrna Beach, and there's shark sightings all around Florida, you are safer in salt water by a long stretch, more so than you are safe in fresh water in the state of Florida.
Why is that?
Alligators. Boa constrictors. Pythons, you name it.
Okay.
Giant turtles. You know what I mean?
Like, man, I didn't realize those giant turtles were so vicious. And Robin, did you show me the video? Somebody showed me the video. There's this massive, huge-ass turtle just on the side of the road. Someone goes up. Someone like me, you don't know anything about turtles. They're not quite messing with it. They're just kind of looking at it. Don't I need a cute buddy? And I want to say they pulled their cell phone. You don't realize turtle's neck can shoot like 3 feet
out of the shell.
Okay, I'm glad you guys knew that. I did not know.
Well, I mean,
that.
You see it in the video and you go, holy cow, you can't get close.
Well, I know it now. Right. Yeah, I wouldn't have known.
A little girl whose nickname is Lizard was disappointed when her birthday cake accidentally said, "Happy birthday, loser."
Oh. Loser. That would be a great cake to get somebody else, though, for sure.
Why do you just nickname your kid Lizard?
Just put happy birthday loser on his cake.
Or Mike.
Happy birthday loser. At least you got a cake. You can't bitch about that.
Well, think if your kid's Larry King, tell me it doesn't look like a lizard.
That's fair.
Put suspenders on a lizard. There's Larry King.
Just thinking in this day and age, that's not really out of the question as far as the humor of what we got going on right now.
I mean, people call it like Pooh Bear, Pumpkin, all kinds of things.
Loser.
Loser, yeah.
An artificial intelligence bot just crushed some of the best poker players in the world in a game of no limit.
You don't say.
What do you know?
Numbers work in a computer?
A game of numbers and the computer whipped its ass. Its entire language to itself is based on numbers. Yes.
A new study just ranked the states from most to least obese. And guess which one wins, Miles?
West Virginia.
No. Is West Virginia the most
obese? West Virginia, it says, is the most deliciously chubby.
You know, they get the most government funds so people don't have to work and they can eat a lot.
I just use my own sweat instead of Crisco.
I haven't worked in 10 years. I eat like a champion. Thank you, government. I'm perfectly capable.
Any ideas on the least chubby?
Hawaii.
Colorado. No,
Colorado.
Man, isn't more like, well, sometimes Massachusetts up there, too.
No, you nailed it, Miles. Colorado.
Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Big Shirley says she's from Colorado. I don't believe her now.
There's a marine biologist who intentionally gets bitten by sharks in the name of research.
Good luck with that.
Okay. How long has he been doing this?
Right? I have no idea.
Man, it depends on the size of the shark. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the video of that shark, the great white that's swimming off the coast of Nantucket right now, or Cape Cod. 30 to 35 feet long, they believe this great white shark is.
Yeah, he ain't going to take a nibble.
It looks like a submarine when they come up on it on a boat. It's amazing.
It's terrifying.
A man wanted to test the limits of what you can complain to a brand about on social media, so he tweeted to Delta he was, quote, sucked through the toilet hole and hurtling through the sky. They responded asking for more info.
Call us when you land.
I don't have much time.
Damn.
The company that makes the Impossible Burger is now working on fishless fish.
Fishless fish. Why right. not?
It's I don't think burger, I would right? eat
it, but hey, why not?
You know what? The technology's getting better. I'm down. I would try it.
But I feel more comfortable simulating the taste of meat than I do the taste of fish. Because yeah. other than fish itself, not a lot of good things go through my mind.
Most dietitians say eat food.
Right.
Eat in moderation, but eat food.
Right.
Not things that people invented. Eat food.
You know, it's pretty right. simple.
If it looks like food, eat it. Guess what a Cheeto isn't? Food. It's delicious.
Right.
But it's not food.
Two men who escaped from prison in British Columbia were caught when they stopped on the street to comment on a guy's huge dog.
Are you kidding me?
Huge dog.
His huge dog.
Dog. Dog. Yeah.
That guy was an off-duty cop.
Oh, geez. I just look, man. I mean, I like dogs as much as anyone, but if I just escaped from prison, I'm going to go ahead and ignore your dog.
Right. I'm going to go underground for a while.
Yeah, but you've been in prison for a while. You probably miss the company of a dog.
I haven't seen
a dog in a while. That's a big. What kind of? You know what I mean? Like.
And how alert are these cops?
Obviously, very.
I guess. A man named Julius Caesar was fatally shot in New York.
Sorry. I don't want to laugh that someone's murdered, but his name's Julius Caesar.
And he was shot in New York. That's pretty tough to do.
Was he shot in the back? We'll find out after this.
Okay. Who shot him?
A man in Australia with a mullet and a ton of face tattoos is wanted for stealing a bunch of sex toys.
Sweet. Oh, God.
Thunderdome.
They will be destroyed. They're going to bury them under cement like Chernobyl.
So far.
I like the fact that he's still rocking the mullet.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Would you do it?
Would I rock a mullet?
Yeah.
I mean, for how much money are you going to give me?
I'm not giving you any money.
Nope.
Miles, let's build for next year's Red Festival.
Dude, I'll grow out a mullet, but I mean, I'm going to need to get some cash from you, Mike.
Okay. You know what? I think I would give you cash. How much cash would you take?
Will you grow a rat tail?
No, this is you we're talking
will
about.
Will you grow a Hitler stash?
Oh, come
will
on.
You shave
no,
it in?
I no? am not walking
One
into
week.
That.
No?
I'm in Seattle, man. That ain't going to play.
But you have like blondish, reddish hair.
Yeah, I mean, you look like the Aryan Nation. It'll
you look
fit.
Like what he wanted to look like.
Doggone it. A fashion company is selling sexy mesh cowboy chaps for women.
I bet they sell them.
Absolutely.
There's something out there for everybody.
I guarantee you they do. A drunk driver in Iowa crashed his truck in a ditch, then climbed out of the ditch with his beer still in hand.
Yeah!
Wow. Mission accomplished.
I don't mind going to jail. No, I'm cool.
Guarantee you he didn't spill a drop.
My tears still dry as a bone.
Landed it on all four tires. A millennial couple in Kansas is getting blasted after they posted on Reddit about how they were having trouble making ends meet with their $500,000 a year income.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been out there for a while. People have been complaining about that one for a few months.
Well, I think it's obvious. It's because you're stupid. I mean, right? If you look legitimately $500,000 between the two of you and you can't figure out a way to make ends meet, it's because you are an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just dumb with money.
Right, there's nothing more to it than that. It's like, right, you're stupid. I don't know what anyone else is going to tell you. You're just dumb.
A woman in New York found something that looked like a doorknob in her Taco Bell nachos last week.
Yes, it was.
Turned out to be the knob from a nacho cheese pump. Taco Bell is saying that it's investigating how it wound up in her food.
How do you think it happened, guys?
Off there.
Right. Well, good God.
It was an accident.
Right. It's an accident. So
we're investigating. We're having a cheese pump expert come into the facility and take a look at the cheese pump. The cheese pump might need to be replaced.
Give the woman a half a dozen free nacho orders and call it good.
Dude, I'm sorry I put a knob in your nachos.
If you
choked about the cheese pump.
If you choked on that cheese knob, then that's your fault.
Choked on a cheese knob.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Let's see. National French Fry Day is coming up, and a new survey found McDonald's fries are still our favorite.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A is next, and then Wendy's.
Ooh, I can't believe Chick-fil-A got up that high.
I don't mind Chick-fil-A.
They got good fries, man.
They're okay. They're not the greatest. I like Five Guys myself.
You like the crinkle-cut fries. I mean,
I don't mind crinkle-cut fries.
You don't qualify for this, man. I'm sorry.
Let's be honest. Sometimes with Chick-fil-A, you get too much of like a skin piece, and it's kind of like that half dome, not cooked all the way.
Just mushy, raw, but crispy.
Collateral damage from a great effort.
French fry, I don't know. It's, I mean, I normally like a waffle fry. Those are my least favorite.
Look,
like
man, you painted the room beautifully. I know there's that one little itty-bitty paint stain on the ceiling.
They don't need French fries at Chick-fil-A. They do just fine with everything else.
Only 3% of women say they prefer dating guys who are shorter than them, according to a new survey. And on the flip side, only 3% of men say they prefer dating women who are taller than them.
Why you bringing up shut your mouth?
Apparently, I actually do have this one. The guy in New York who went viral earlier in the week after he got out on an angry rant in a bagel shop about how women don't date him because he's short, says now that he's internet famous, quote, "I got girls hitting on me. I don't even know."
Sure he does.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What else you got,
buddy? I turned them all down.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, they're lining up for that.
That guy. Because that's who I want to be with.
A guy
who lives out of his car and screams at people.
The dude walks
out with food and doesn't pay for it. That's the guy I want to date.
He just held himself so well. Police in the UK had their cruiser stolen, and you'll never guess where they were when it was stolen.
Where's that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
I am Stephen Throhill, getting police to everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Hola. Certainly. All right, Jay, you understand how this year game is played? Fantastic. Here's your story. A former salesman for Lexus of Greenville, he's accused of altering customer purchase contracts that allowed him to steal more than $80,000. Well, he's now in custody. Police have been searching for the 50-year-old for about a month. Now, he's charged with 3 counts of breach of trust, 10 counts of forgery, $10,000 or more, and 10 counts of Federal Trade Commission fraud of $500 or more. The 23 warrants were issued in connection with 119 different cases over a 2-year period. Police said that he kept money for himself the customers gave to him for down payments on auto purchases or leases. But he changed the customer contracts to show lower down payments, and that way he could conceal the thefts and keep the money for himself. He also forged customer signatures on contracts. Well, investigators said they found out that he changed the contracts on 129 transactions, and he stole $83,401.32. My question is, man, dude was doing well until he got caught. And do you believe that this guy is black, white, Asian, or Jew?
Mm-hmm.
Where was this again? I believe Greenville. Is that
North
Virginia?
Carolina?
Greenville, South Carolina?
One of the Carolinas.
There's a lot of Greenvilles out there.
Yeah.
One of the Carolinas. Mm-hmm. They ended up catching him in Maryland. But yeah, so this guy worked at the Lexus dealership, and he would take a little off the top for himself.
I definitely could use a little help. He definitely sounds pretty uptight and really shady. So I'm kind of leaning more white.
Okay. $83,000 altogether?
$83,000.
He worked there for a while, so they obviously trusted him until they figured out what he was doing.
Right, did it over a 2-year period.
Jay, I would guess black or white on this one. What are you thinking for a final answer?
Final answer, I'm going to go with white.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Asian, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile has got a car salesman who altered some car contracts and documentations. Either way, he ended up in stealing and embezzling $83,000, both from customers, from the dealership. Either way, it took, what, 10 years for him to get busted on this scam?
2 years. Took him about a year to get busted. He did this over a period of 2 years. Miles, you keep underselling what he did. It was $83,401.32. Get it right. Mm-hmm. But he did this between 2016 and 2018. Everyone got wind of it. He disappeared for a year, and the cops finally tracked him down. But the thing is, we asked our friend Jay here, did you, Jay, believe that this guy was black, white, Asian, or Jew, and you went white in the end?
Yep. It just seems too shady, too uptight, and I'm going to go with white.
All right, that's a strong guess, but it is incorrect.
I'm going to guess black.
He was, in fact, black.
Only because he went to hide in Baltimore.
In Maryland. Right. To me, there's not a... Head writer Jolly Joe sent me this, and it's another one of his. There's no effing way anyone guesses this, right? So we're figuring out the four we're going to put up there, but I remember thinking just to myself at that moment, if you live on the East Coast, your one tell is that he went to hide in Maryland.
Where do I go? Norfolk?
Right. I mean,
Baltimore?
Like...
Baltimore?
Like, he went to hide.
Newport News.
He went to disappear.
Now for all TV news of all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Look who it is, Mike Hockenhouse.
What's happening, everybody?
How are you, sir? Good to see you.
Doing good. Glad to be back. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Well.
Good, good. Let's dive right in. We're going to get into the world of sports. You guys have watched baseball. I am of the belief that bad calls are a part of sports when it comes to sports, just period, right?
Sure.
So
part of the game.
However, the world of baseball is testing something new. They have a new robot umpire that they're testing in these games.
Okay.
So here's the thing. It's called it's a system known as TrackMan, and apparently it made its professional debut on Wednesday during the Independent Atlantic League's All-Star Game. And the way that it works, it uses a Doppler radar to determine whether a pitch had made it into the strike zone, which was determined based on either the batter's height or pre-existing data if the batter had been in the majors at one point. And the decision was then sent to the home plate umpire, their little earphone in there, and relayed to an earpiece for its decision to be announced.
Simple.
So he's not making the call. The computer is. He's relaying the call once the computer does.
Correct.
All right.
However, completely defeating the point, we get this audio.
Pitch is a little low. It is 1-2. Oh, a late strike call, and TrackMan got me for the first time tonight.
TrackMan. So that was a bad call himself, I guess.
Right. That was probably the most egregious call that it got all night. And apparently it wasn't that off, but it still did prove that even that system, even a system where we are going to track this by radar,
right,
that can still get screwed up. By the way, if you want to see that, you can check it out on the Men's Room Facebook page. And if you scroll down a little bit further, there's a montage of some of just the worst calls made by some umpires. And it's one of the rabbit holes that I have found myself down. You know, I will watch fights that happen, ejections and whatnot, especially bad calls by referees. And just some of the videos that they have on there, you can see the jaw of the batter clenching so hard as he's just trying not to chew him out for it. But bad calls have been a part of sports ever since I started
watching.
It's
part of what makes the sport the sport.
You would think, though, that the technology would be there to help out in some circumstances, that if the ball crossed the goal line in an NFL game, that there'd be some type of laser technology.
You get that. And look, man, you know, people, myself included, we're all guilty of this, but people will piss and moan and bitch and complain about all the calls and all the games. And I get it. I do the exact same thing.
Absolutely.
The flip side of it is, if it is perfect, you have to remember 50% of the time that you're returning the call, your team may have lost.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, like, the bad calls goes both ways. And as much as people think, there's no conspiracy against your team.
Right.
Maybe the team you like just has sloppy players and it's piss poor coaching. That's on them. But understand that if they can't follow the rules, that's on them. Right.
Right.
It's not the cops' fault if you keep going to jail.
Right.
So, at any rate, but they're still going to blow some calls. It's inevitable. But that's part of what makes the sports fun.
Right.
You know, to bitch about these things. And look, man, I know damn well the teams I support, sometimes they have gotten away with a call. Either it was a no call that should have been there.
Right.
Or a horrible call that went against the other team and put my team in position to win.
And don't get me wrong, I'm okay with reviewing a few plays as long as, you know, maybe the game's on the line.
You review, but it's still human beings making the decision. Right.
But when I'm sitting there watching a Mariners game, we're down 7-0, okay, don't review whether or not he stepped on the bag, man. It's the bottom of the ninth. We're not coming back from this one.
Agreed. Right. Totally agree.
Yeah, at some point, like, it's not that we're asking you to forfeit the game, but we're not going to review anything on your behalf.
Right. Don't get me wrong. I love baseball. It is a very slow and boring sport to watch. Let's not make it any slower than it already is.
Yeah, the games don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Right. Moving on.
You're a Mariners fan. I'm an Orioles fan. Look, you can stop reviewing anything for our teams 2 months into the season.
Right.
It's like, it doesn't matter.
I got to tell you, this is
it's not going to help them win.
This is the first year in a long time where I've just noticed that I have absolutely zero interest in baseball in my entire life.
Yeah.
It's just fallen off. I mean, I don't think it's just me. I've talked to other people. Like, sure. Do you have any interest in baseball this year?
But
I mean,
again, you're talking to people in Seattle.
I will toward the end of the season. No, I'm not. I'm talking to people that I know everywhere.
All right.
Nobody likes baseball.
Huh.
Because when I was in Oregon, they're talking about bringing a team to Portland. And
that
I was like,
sense.
Well, that would be great for Portland if they get that done and they could build a stadium.
For 2 or 3 years.
That would be awesome, right?
Right.
Well, what do you think about it? Well, I mean, you go to the Mariners game. Like, I don't go to the Mariners game.
I honestly think this, with the exception of a few cities. I mean, look, Boston, you understand what's going on there. Yankees, Astros, St. Louis, San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
Dodgers.
Generally speaking, from what I'm seeing, the average, even when your team's doing well, on average, you could build a stadium for a lot less money, make it 20,000 seats, and that way it's at least half full for 90% of
the
game.
Give a different experience.
And then if you do, like, the minor league stadiums are about the size you need for major leagues, because the thing, people don't go. And you know the teams where people go, they'd build the appropriate stadium. But one, when billionaires put us on the hook to build them a stadium for their toy, which is what it is with teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, you don't need an $800 million stadium. You need about a $200 million stadium, which people could swallow a little better, because nobody goes to your games.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, man. I mean, you look at all of these empty seats in the sport, and it's like, maybe just settle for 20,000. And I know it's a blow to your ego, but the reality is that people don't go
right
to your games.
For me, baseball is, I have a weird relationship with baseball because I'm kind of with you, Miles, to where I haven't watched near as much as I say that I want to. I really do want to watch them. Unfortunately, like you said, being a Mariners fan is a heartbreaking thing, and watching those games can be really, really frustrating.
I feel like last year you were on fire with it.
I was not.
Yeah, you seemed all over.
I mean, look, we were making a legitimate run. We were, at least for the postseason,
I was going to say. I mean, for the past 10 years, I've watched even after the All-Star break. So I am a baseball fan. And let's face it, at the All-Star break, they should send everybody home in the Mariners organization. Tell them to play in the Dominican League. Tell them to do anything else. Go play for another team for a while.
Go kill it on the Rainiers.
It doesn't matter.
Right, be a great AAA player.
But the thing is that me sitting in a bar and having baseball on the TV, to me, I actually enjoy that experience a little bit more than having football on there. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a different experience with football because,
sure,
you know, everybody's getting all riled up. I've got a team that we can actually root for in there, and everybody's kind of intense and in the moment. Having baseball on, to me, is like having golf on in the background. Now, I wouldn't actually watch the golf, Miles, but having the baseball on there from time to time, I can look up there and something cool's happening.
You don't have to pay attention.
Right, but it's a comfortable thing to have it up there. So
yeah,
that's
I agree with that. No, I love watching baseball.
I've been
into
one game this year, and was there with a bunch of kids. That was the main motivation, right? More than my kids, a bunch of kids. And overwhelmingly, we just kind of hung out and talked. And every once in a while, you'd hear the crack of a bat. And this was the Orioles-Mariners, where there's a whole lot of offense because they both suck. So, and look, both teams are absolute garbage, but they played each other, and it's one of the more entertaining games.
Sure.
Like, you both suck. Neither are going to the playoffs. We get that. But there's a lot of runs.
It's a home run derby.
Oh,
man.
My God, man. You would think it's the All-Star break when they play each other.
Right.
These guys must be awesome.
It's the exact opposite of that.
Let's move into the world of late night. Probably one of my favorite late night hosts. I don't watch a whole lot, but one that I always find entertaining is Conan O'Brien. You guys know that he's changed up his format here recently. Mm-hmm. He's gone down to the half hour format. Unfortunately, he came up with a little bit of an issue.
Kumail Nanjiani. We don't have Kumail Nanjiani. Now, we did. Half an hour ago, we get a call, and he's fine. Everything's fine. He's shooting a scene, and he can't get here. We're a show now that's changed our format, and we're now a show that has one guest tonight. So, no, we're not going to show the clip from Stuber. We're going to show a clip for the movie that opens against Stuber this weekend. So, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy this clip for The Lion King.
I thought that was a great compromise.
It is, right.
The Lion King will do just fine.
It will.
Yeah.
I saw Lion King once. I was a little too old to appreciate it when it first came out. And then I've seen it once since then, and I'm too old and cynical to appreciate it. That said, from what I've seen in the commercials, it does not look any different than the original, beyond the fact that it's that, whatever you call that, CG.
Yeah, right,
CG,
it's the live-action CG.
Yeah, but I mean, everything, and look, it's a fine movie, it is what it is. I don't care for it, but keep in mind, I'm an a-hole. But beyond that, I'm like, is it any different at all, or is it just...
I saw a couple scenes. You know, again, they're releasing the trailers all over the place. You scroll right through your Facebook, you can't hardly...
Because it's even James Earl Jones again.
Right, which I loved. There are a couple other voices that...
Come on, man.
There's other voices that I wish they had gotten back, man. Jeremy Irons' Scar was freaking phenomenal.
They could have updated and say with Tracy Morgan. I'm your father.
And your father, and your father, and your father.
You the rightful king. I'm just saying, try something new.
I'm going to admit it. I'm going to go see it, man. I didn't go see the remake of Dumbo, but to be honest with you, that's what Disney's doing right now. They're following everybody else in the whole reboot line, which is okay, because they're going to make a pile of money on it.
You're going to go see this in the theater?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Okay. I love movies, man. I'm going to go see this.
But it doesn't mean every movie's worth seeing.
That's a fact. But at the same time, they're going to make a pile of money because, one...
You're going.
Right. This is my generation that's going to go see this, and my generation saw this as kids.
All right.
So the nostalgia from that is already getting people like me who have zero kids to already go to the doggone movie. And then there's people that now have kids that are hearing from their parents what a great movie this was were kids.
You can kiss my ass, and here's why. Because Miles and I grew up with Chips, Dukes of Hazzard. They remade those movies.
They're terrible.
Sure.
They were the biggest steaming pile. The garbage.
But those were for older people. Those were for young adults, not kids.
How much does it cost to go to a movie?
About $10.
That's not bad. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have
kids. I'll go to a Star Wars
movie. You don't have kids.
I know what'll get me in the theater.
The cost of going to a movie to me is so significantly different. Like $10.
And heaven forbid you do the IMAX.
Man.
That's like $25 a seat.
What is the last... I can't remember what it's... Captain Marvel. That's what it was, right? So kids want to see Captain Marvel. I'm like... I'll take you guys, no worries. So originally, thinking like 3D, IMAX, I'm online, you look at the cost, I'm like, so we will see the 2D just flat ass, right? Honestly, man, it was like $30, and I'm like, so that'd be $90 just for the three of us to get there. I know you little crumb snatchers to get all the popcorn and candy and all the rest of the scrap, so yeah, we did the 2D deal.
I think the obviously things come in waves in the movie world.
Sure.
I think that the Marvel comics, the Harry Potters of the world, and all these other types of franchises have basically wiped out good comedy. So, in a way, from a movie standpoint, hour and a half, you're in, you're out, it's funny.
But that was not a fair comedy. If you make a good comedy, it doesn't matter. I mean, look.
They just don't make them anymore.
You're like, but that's not on them. Look, man, there's a million ideas. If you have something good, people want your product. If you don't, I'm going to put it on the writers who are writing garbage.
Sure.
If you have something good. Captain Marvel could be out. If you have a good comedy, people will go see the comedy.
Absolutely.
But they're not doing a good job with other movies because you're not getting paid to write a whole bunch of other movies.
I'm just saying, if they did Talladega Nights 2 or something, like, I'll go see that. I'll give that a chance.
But they're not.
I know, because they're not doing any of it.
See, this is why it's cool coming from a small town, because I went back recently and watched a movie at a place called the Chalet Theater down there in Needham Claw. They play one movie. They don't have this multi-theater thing. They have one movie.
Depending on.
$15 got me in. A large popcorn and a large drink.
Probably real butter.
What movie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot. The new Star Wars, I think it was Rogue One.
Okay.
Back when it came out. So it was a couple years ago, but still. Fantastic. Love it. Speaking of reboots, the new adult version of the Flintstones is coming. The Flintstones are coming back with a new animated primetime series, but this one won't be for kids. It's being described as a, quote, adult show.
Okay.
So they're going to rip off Family Guy, put the Flintstones on top of it.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
We already know this deal. Stop it.
There's no word on the network yet. It's being produced by Elizabeth Banks. She wrote, directed, and produced the upcoming Charlie's Angels movie, so she's all about the reboots there.
Didn't those movies suck? I didn't see any of them, but everyone I know that it's
newer.
Is there a newer one?
Newer Charlie's Angels.
I saw the one that had Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu, and Drew Barrymore in it, and I laughed. Then again, I was a younger man, too.
Also, by the way, the TV show was campy, and it really wasn't that good.
Of course it was.
Yeah, just, but they didn't wear bras. Any of the actresses are on the show. They said one of the things the director, producer, they'd always say is like, we know it's an action or a TV show. We know you guys are running around, driving car, all this stuff. Don't wear a bra. Because the whole thing was people are watching this because they find you attractive. Because Miles is right, the show was, it's like Baywatch. No one watched Baywatch because Baywatch was a good show.
Oh, I did.
Right? I mean, Plot twist. Understand what Baywatch was about.
He watched it for the articles.
It's amazing. It's almost like you're in a dream. Like, as soon as someone needs saved, you're in danger, everyone just slows down to slow motion running.
Meanwhile, the person died because they ran in slow motion.
He's drowning, and now they're in slow motion trying to get there.
How did Hasselhoff make it out of there, man?
Oh, he did great.
Did anyone ever die on that show? Not a main character. I mean, someone, and Baywatch. Right? I understand you can kill off characters, but, like, you're supposed to save someone, and Johnny was eaten by a shark, or he got chopped down by the propeller.
I don't know.
I don't know. That was kind of in that era. I heard the same thing about the A-team where, you know, there'd be 10,000 shots that were fired and not a single person got hit.
No, that one got different. Killed in the A-team.
Kind of like the anti-violence movement there for all those shows, I would
say. But keep on, what they did back in the day on TV shows like the A-team, you put it on an 8 o'clock time slot. So A-team, for the time, considered somewhat violent, all right? But they would show a car fall off of a cliff, slam into the ground, and then explode.
Okay? Guy would crawl out.
But they wouldn't even do that. They would just, you would hear these voices like, "You okay, Billy?" "Yeah." And they wouldn't go back. So that way, they could say, "Hey, man, no one died." In spite of what you just saw, I saw helicopters blow up, people on fire, and guess what? No one ever died. Not a scratch on them.
18. That's good television right there.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Let's stick with Disney. In an interview with Elle magazine, Miley Cyrus was asked if she ever wanted to break out of the Hannah Montana mold that she was doing on the show. She said, quote, "I did once. I was 18 because it felt ridiculous. The minute I had sex, I was kind of like, I can't put the effing wig on again. It got weird. It just felt like I was grown up." Not to mention the fact that you went completely freaking nuts.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah, but I like her next quote better about going backstage at Disneyland and seeing Peter Pan smoking a cigarette.
I think that's the best portion of that. Is that what it is? There it is. She said, quote, "One time I went backstage at Disneyland and Peter Pan was smoking a cigarette. I was like, that's me. That's the kind of dreams I'm crushing."
I'm crushing kids' dreams.
She did.
It's all fake and phony. Peter Pan loves Marlboro Red.
It was really the VMAs where she kind of broke that out, man, wasn't it? Was that the one where she went nuts? Just came out like, this is not Hannah Montana anymore, man. She just going to completely shatter this glass.
Crushing
child
dreams.
Peter Pan has oxygen
now. You think
now.
You'd crush a child's dreams if they saw Peter Pan smoking a Marlboro?
I think it would throw them for a loop.
At the bar, like, what the hell of a day? Peter Pan, damn it. $15 in Neverland. Taxes are killing me.
Oh, thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. There you go. TV Time with Ted. Headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida woman who recorded daughter licking a tongue depressor and putting it back in a jar is arrested. Meanwhile, the feds finally start growing something other than dirt weed so the THC and CBD can be tested. Okay, let me go for a dad using a case of beer instead of a child seat. Man in India is casually walking home when monkeys attack and knock him off his feet. And a man steals a police car in front of a Krispy Kreme. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. Not beating any stereotypes, two police officers had their police cruiser stolen right out of a parking lot. While the two were in the establishment, they left their car outside with the keys in the ignition. That's when a, quote, cheeky bloke seized the opportunity to hijack the car and do a few donuts in the parking lot before dropping it back in the same spot.
Wait a minute. He did donuts in the parking lot?
Yes, he did. Wait for it. The officers let him off with, quote, words of advice after he apologized for his actions, and it should also be noted that the establishment that the car was lifted from was Krispy Kreme.
I'll tell you what, they're taking over England. People love the Krispy Kreme donuts.
They do.
Have you eaten English food? Listen, this is not a slight on Krispy Kreme. I love Krispy Kreme. I'm just saying, if you've eaten English food, giving them, it'd be like, think about the most impoverished nation on earth. Mm-hmm. And now give everyone there a check for $1 billion. It's like that. It's not like getting a job. I'm saying, like, you went from English food to the top of sugary confections.
There was a YouTube channel that I used to watch. It was called the Try Channel. It had Irish people that were trying all these different things. One of them was Krispy Kremes.
Right.
They sat down the original glaze in front of this gal, and she says, "I don't get it. It's just a regular donut. It's got just original glaze and sugar on it. There's no chocolate. There's no cream. There's nothing. I don't get it." She took a bite. She was like, "I was totally wrong."
Right.
Yeah. You can't deny it, Krispy Kreme.
No.
Did you see the chocolate glazed?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see a picture of the chocolate glazed at Krispy Kreme?
Of course I did.
Okay.
It's delicious. By the way,
you know what I like about England, though?
Well,
I mean, look at you jumped in a cop's car and then drove it around in donuts, right?
Right.
And the states, you're getting shot. There, what to say? Words of advice.
Words of advice. They all laughed about it.
Don't do it again.
Right? This guy would joyride a cop car real fast. In other news, more prank lickers are going viral. A woman was just arrested after she filmed her daughter pulling the stunt. But it wasn't on ice cream or juices or anything like that.
No, it was a tongue depressor at the dentist office.
Come on.
Before she put it back in the jar. She was tracked down by police and charged, and you will never guess where this crew comes from.
Florida.
These are sanitary devices in a dentist office. It's not funny.
I cannot believe the mother is the one who's like, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
And then posted the video.
And then she sat there and talked about how, you know, they had her waiting for a long time, and so she got bored. And the video actually came, she filmed her daughter doing it, and there was a sign that said, you know, don't touch the medical supplies or
right.
the sanitized medical supplies or anything like that. With the tagline she posted, it says, don't tell me how to live my life. Which in certain cases might be funny, but again, you're dealing with sterile medical supplies.
And it's a kid, man.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I mean, look, when I was in school, you would intentionally sneeze on your tots on tot day because people would steal them off your lunch
yes.
tray.
Yes.
But once you sneezed on them, people wouldn't grab them.
Exactly. It is that time again, gents.
Man versus beast.
Run it.
I love the quack. We go to India, where a man was assaulted on his way home. Surveillance footage caught the man on his way home when he was attacked by a troop of monkeys. The video doesn't show the man. It doesn't show him provoking the monkeys in any way, but they simultaneously pounce on him, one latching onto his back and biting the back of his neck. He did appear to get away in the area without too much injury, though.
They've been trying to. I mean, they're menace. As far as just, I saw this video of a guy with like this big box cage, and they're basically just trying to round up all these monkeys in this one area and just take that thing, put it on the back of a truck, and drive it out of town.
Because so, you can't shoot them, right?
So yeah,
the one
just
thing
trying to
is
catch them and get rid of them. But you know, like,
but what do you think they do with them when they catch them?
They take them 10 miles, 15 miles out of town on a truck.
Do you know this, or is this what they tell you?
No. In the article I read, said the same monkeys. They've tagged a couple of these monkeys.
They come back.
Of course they do.
They know where the food is.
Right. They're smart enough to know where they came from. They got at least a little bit of awareness there to where they can just make their way back. Like you said, they know where they can just pilfer food and drinks and whatnot.
Most creatures know where their home is.
Exactly.
Even the dumbest animals I've had found their way back home. They wanted to run me, honestly. Yeah.
You put them
like,
on
oh my God, I never thought we'd see Sparky again.
Put them on an island, they'll swim their way back. I guarantee to you, man. Let's see overseas where a Pakistani politician is making headlines for tweets of his own. The video went around on Twitter of an A380 Airbus coming in for a landing on the runway, only to be facing an oil tanker driving across it. Right? Bad place to have an oil tanker.
Yeah.
Thinking quickly, the pilot pulls up just in time to dodge the tanker without an incident. It's all good. A high-ranking politician in Pakistan complimented the pilot, tweeting, quote, narrow escape of an aircraft which could have ended in great disaster. Miraculous save by the pilot's presence of mind. There's just one problem with the video. The video of the incident was actually recorded off of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, no.
What's so? Still great piloting.
I guess
he avoided the disaster. Just, the game might have been over.
I saw the video. It is quite clearly Grand Theft Auto 5. Like, I don't know how you can't tell that it's, you know, an animated game.
Look, man, remember, we live in a world where, the Chinese zoo, if you looked in the lion enclosure, it occurred that it was not a lion because the lion kept barking. And basically, it was a giant chow or something, and they shaved to look like a lion.
Yes, I believe that is right.
They had a horse where it's Sharpie. Was drawn to look like a zebra. I don't mean.
I'm but not these people aren't politicians, man. These are civilians going to the zoo.
Damn it.
Needless to say, this didn't go unnoticed nor punished online. Unpunished, I should say. It appears that the country is going way more green than we thought. As the government continues its research, it has ordered the largest crop of marijuana in the last 5 years. Being the only place that holds a federal contract for the production of weed, Ole Miss is planning to grow about 4,400 pounds of pot that will be used for medical research.
Well, they should, because they're the ones that dictate the terms of it, right? So the thing is, by their own admission, the federal government's never studied marijuana. It's like, why are you speaking on it?
That's fair.
I mean, I know we like to plug ignorance we can on a federal level, but at some point, like, you can't speak to this because by your own admission, you've never researched it. How the hell do you know what you're talking about? It doesn't make any damn sense. Right. Here's your biology teacher. What'd you do for a living? None.
Here's the thing that gets me. A nice round number like 4,400 pounds. You'd think that they would up it just to 45. Maybe they're not telling us everything.
Exactly. By next week, 3,800 pounds.
This is the private wing over here. This is used for that special underground research.
Yeah.
We're going to test out the effects over here.
Never seen so many federal employees with dreadlocks.
There's a new problem you have to worry about at the airport. Never mind. That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the random question. Question, your guess is as good as mine. Men's Room rules, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this batch. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.